Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of From John to Justin. I started out looking at every single prime minister in Canadian history. We looked at every election in Canadian history, and now we're looking at every opposition leader who never became prime minister. If you like, you can support the podcast for as little as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/CanadaEHX. You can also donate directly to the podcast, any amount. Just go to CanadaEHX.com and click donate. I also have Canadian History X, which next week is going to hit its 500th episode, which is amazing to me. I've covered so many things in Canadian history, and I have many more to cover. So if you haven't subscribed to that, please go and subscribe. As well, if you want to promote something, you want to put an ad into this podcast or Canadian History X, please let me know and we can work something out. And as well, I do this full time. Every dollar goes straight to me and I truly do appreciate it. And if you want, you can email me at craig@canadaehx.com. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is Craig Baird, CraigBaird. And I'm on Instagram and TikTok as Bairdo37. Today on the episode, we're looking at Michel Gauthier. And unfortunately, this is a bit of a shorter episode because he only had a brief time as opposition leader and leader of the Bloc Québécois, but he was in Parliament for quite a while, so I hope I do him justice. And as usual, there are French names in here, and I'm learning French right now and doing my best, but I hope I pronounce everything correctly. For a brief time, between when Gilles Duceppe was the interim leader of the Bloc Québécois, and before he came back as the permanent leader of the party for a decade and a half, there was Michel Gauthier, who led the party and the official opposition for just over a year. Gauthier was born in Quebec City on February 18, 1950, where his father worked as a motor engine technician. From 1970 to 1975, Gauthier worked as a school teacher and then an educational advisor from 1976 to 1979, and a director of education services from 1979 to 1981. It was in 1981 that Gauthier ventured into politics for the first time when he was elected as a member of the National Assembly of Quebec for the Parti Québécois. From 1983 to 1985, he would serve as the parliamentary secretary to the finance minister, future Quebec premier Jacques Parizeau. And he would be re-elected in 1985. As with most separatists during that time, Gauthier would cite René Lévesque as his main political influence. He would serve until December 22, 1988, when he left politics to become the director general of a school board. His time away from politics would not be long, and he would be part of a new wave of Bloc Québécois who were elected to the House of Commons in 1993, making the party the official opposition. His path to the House of Commons almost didn't happen, though. The previous person who was supposed to run in his riding listed having a Laval University bachelor's degree on his resume, which was not the case. Party leader Lucien Bouchard made the decision to remove him from the party, and Gauthier would be put in his place. During his time in the House of Commons, Gauthier was known for being serious but well-liked. Stephen Harper, then the intergovernmental affairs critic for the Reform Party, would state, quote, "He is much less intense than Bouchard. I have always found him to be very reasonable." End quote. Gauthier would plot the party's strategy during the daily Commons question period and would coach new Bloc MPs on their brief minutes speaking in Parliament. When he was elected to the House of Commons, Gauthier was not well known in the party, so it came as a surprise that after the resignation of Lucien Bouchard in 1996, Gauthier decided to run for the leadership of the party in the Bloc Québécois leadership election. He would state, quote, "Those who know me know that I am not the type to run a branch office." End quote. In the first ballot, Gauthier won the leadership of the party with 67.1% of the vote over his only challenger, Francine Lalonde. In his victory speech, Gauthier would state, quote, "The Bloc and the Parti Québécois share the same vision of Quebec's future. We will work together as equal partners to reach our common goal, which is sovereignty. Now is the time to roll up our sleeves." End quote. Speaking in English on a public platform for the first time, Gauthier would state, quote, "Imagine new relations between Quebec and Canada where constitutional discussions would no longer be necessary. This new partnership will address the real issues such as the economy, social challenges, and commercial exchanges built on common interests and mutual understanding." End quote. Many felt that since the vote was done by members of the directorate of the party rather than all the members, Gauthier was not a legitimate leader. Of the 100,000 members of the party, only 158 people were eligible to vote in the leadership convention. Gauthier had been pressed to run for leadership to avoid a leadership fight after Bouchard left the party, and he would be backed by 35 of 53 Bloc Québécois MPs. For Gauthier, taking over the leadership was no easy task as he was forced to be in the shadow of Bouchard. He would state, quote, "I don't want to put on Lucien Bouchard's boots. I'm going to put on my own and I will march in the same direction," end quote. Gauthier would state that he would likely live at the official residence of the leader of the opposition, something his predecessor Bouchard did not. Due to his lack of profile in the party, the opposition parties called him the faceless leader of the opposition. Outside of Quebec and even in the province itself, Gauthier was politically unknown. In a poll done in 1996, it was found that more people in Quebec knew who Preston Manning was than knew of Gauthier. Hurting his ability to be better known was also his limited grasp of English at the time. Gauthier would state that he wanted to learn English, stating, quote, "Learning English is important because I want to demonstrate my respect for the rest of Canadians," end quote. As well, due to his conservative views and lack of what many felt was charisma compared to Bouchard, Gauthier was unpopular within the party itself. With a revolt brewing within the party, Gauthier made the decision to resign as party leader in March of 1997 to be replaced by his predecessor, Gilles Duceppe. Alan Fotheringham would write for Maclean's, quote, "The separatists have a problem. They have only one god. God is named Lucien Bouchard, and all beneath pale before his brilliant sheen. Gauthier, a decent man, never had a hope," end quote. Jean Chrétien, the prime minister at the time, stated of Gauthier, quote, "He did his job quite well," end quote. Others, such as Deputy Prime Minister Sheila Copps, would criticize the Bloc over the resignation, stating, quote, "The separatist option is not flying right now in Quebec. I think the fact that Mr. Gauthier only lasted a gestation period says something about the fragility of this party," end quote. Gauthier seemed to be happy with his decision, stating the day after he announced his resignation, quote, "I feel completely at ease with the decision I've made. I think it's what I had to do. I'm deeply convinced of that. I think I had some problems with my leadership, and it's better for the Bloc to solve this problem," end quote. From 1997 to 2007, he would serve as both the chief campaign organizer of the party and the Bloc Québécois House Leader. Gauthier would continue to serve in the party all the way up to 2007 when he announced that due to health issues after surgery, he would not be running in the next election. He would cite that the surgery the previous summer had left him with a painful back problem that made the 14-hour long trips back and forth very difficult. Gauthier stated that he would be interested in looking at a career in the media afterwards, stating to reporters, quote, "I am passionate about your profession," end quote. After resigning, Gauthier became the host of his own news show, which began airing in Quebec in September of 2007. Many were shocked based on his previous separatist views when on May 12, 2018, Gauthier joined the Conservative Party of Canada and renounced his sovereigntist views while stating he remained a Quebec nationalist.
Before I let you go, I do have to ask you about the Bloc and the future of the Bloc as a party. Because
there is no future for the Bloc.
Is the Bloc dead?
The Bloc is over, and you know, there is no future for the Bloc. That party was only an answer to the Accords du Lac-Meech Accord, you know? It was a politic answer coming from Quebec to because this accord failed. So since 10 years, I have ever said to Gilles Duceppe, Gilles, it would be better to stop the activity of the Bloc. It is no more pertinent in the federal parliament. but I was alone in my on this way. So I have decided to quit in 2007. And since that time, I realized that it's sad to see this party who was so active in the parliament. You know, I was I am the former parliamentarian leader, but, and it was so it is so sad to realize that this party is going down slowly to the I don't know. It's time to quit. It's time to finish. And I hope that all the members of the Bloc will come with me. Be positive. Look forward.
But can they do that, I guess, if they are still separatists at heart? Is the conservative, do you feel that the conservatives are a home for separatists?
No, no. You know, in politics, the opinion in politics is in evolution, constantly in evolution. It's the same for us, you know? You have not to say, oh, those separatists, I don't want to have anything to do with them. Because it's not good, it's not like this that we make politics in democracy. On contrary, we have to discuss, to be open, to work together. And sometimes the evolution is working, you know? I think it's what happened with me.
Okay, thanks for being here, Mr. Gauthier. It's a pleasure
to
see you.
Thank you.
During the 2019 federal election, Gauthier helped to organize the party's Quebec efforts. And when asked why he was supporting the Conservative Party, he stated that the Bloc Québécois had no future. At the time, the party had been dealt two serious blows in the 2011 and 2015 elections when the party won 4 in 10 seats, far below its highs in the 1990s and early 2000s. Many considered the party near extinction before its bounce back in the 2019 and 2021 elections. Then, just over 2 years later, on May 30th, 2020, Gauthier died from lung cancer after suffering for several years with the illness. Gilles Duceppe would say, quote, "I spoke to him last week. He knew he didn't have a lot of time left because of his illness. We spoke about life and politics. There were moments that weren't easy. He was a go-getter, and it is sad to lose him so soon. I had great moments by his side. Beyond the differences we could have, we wanted, both of us, that Quebec move forward." End quote. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau would state, quote, "For decades, Michel Gauthier was a passionate advocate and fierce champion for the people of Quebec. My thoughts are with his family, friends, and former colleagues as they mourn his passing." End quote. I hope you enjoyed that episode and my look at Michel Gauthier. If you did, please leave a rating and review. Next week, we're looking at Preston Manning. That'll be a longer episode. If you like, you can email me at craig@canadaehx.com. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is Craig Baird, CraigBaird, and I'm on Instagram at Bairdo37. As well, again, if you want to support the podcast, you can for as little as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/CanadaEHX. And you can donate to the podcast by going to CanadaEHX.com and clicking Donate. I'd also like to thank all of my wonderful patrons, and I apologize if I get any names incorrect. Vobs, Robert Page, Richard D., Colin Johnson, Katie Caldwell, Jeff Hershey, Kyle Murray, Steve Paikin, Matthew Garthaud, Lionel Romaine, Dr. Bob Turner, an anonymous patron that I truly do appreciate, Randy Hayden, Doug Campbell, Reg W., Deborah Carlson, Francis Helbling, Nick Zinri, Shannon Marshall, Clinton Martinez, Dimitri Chauve, Aaron O'Hara Myers, Robert Dunseith, Todd Casey, Catherine Rawa, Luke S., J.P. Bear, Jason Hall, Phil Maynard, and Iris Gray. Information from Global News, CBC, Wikipedia, Montreal Gazette, Saskatoon Star Phoenix, The Windsor Star, Ottawa Citizen, Calgary Herald, Edmonton Journal, National Post. Thanks. We'll see you again next time.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.